Hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or non-registered in a party?
Republican.
Republican, thank you so much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee email in Baluch, you can indicate that as well. The choices are: you have already voted by absent mail in ballot, you are definitely going to vote, you are very likely to vote, you are somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. You know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You will vote
I'm undecided on that yet.
Okay. And you will vote at your polling place on election day? You will vote by mail with absentee mail in ballot, or you will vote early in person at a designated early voting location?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you tell me what is your age?
Yes, I'm 68.
68, thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'd rather not say that.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Katie Townsend.
Yeah, unfavorable.
And would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I don't like her at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just heard favorable. Would you say somewhat unfavorable?
No. Unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. The next one is Rachel Del Toro.
I'm not sure about that. I'd say somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Ken Mascara.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, got it. Then we have Linda Bartz.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Keith Pearson.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Got it. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much. And can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
He's a showboater.
He is just what? Sorry?
A showboater. S-H-O-T-E-R. W-B-O-A-T-E-R, showboater.
Okay.
That
Thank
means
so
he
much.
Likes my publicity, he likes to be on the stage, that sort of thing. That's a showboater.
Okay. Thank you so much. You just let me type it. Thank you so much for your answer. And can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Reserved.
Reserved, okay. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. If the Republican primary election for the Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin M. Lowry?
Erin.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting?
Probably.
Probably, okay. And now, if the Republican primary elections for Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Katie Townsend or Audra Macon?
Audra Macon or whatever. I'm not voting for the other one.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Audra?
Definitely.
Okay. Got it. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for the Lucie County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Richard Del Toro, or Keith Pearson?
I don't like any of them, but, you know, I think the first one.
Preston Michael DeFrancesco.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
Probably.
Okay, got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as Lucie County Sheriff?
Disapproved.
And is that somewhat disapproved or strongly disapproved?
Strongly.
Okay, got it. And from the following list I'm going to give you, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. Did you saw a television ad, receiving something in the mail, received a text message? Do you receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer or something else?
I've seen ads. I receive stuff in the mail, and I hate text messages, and I get those all the time.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And what did you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for the
Less likely. Less likely.
Okay. Thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Again, if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I have seen some stuff on TV and stuff.
Okay. And again, thank you. And what did you see? Did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for Lucie County Sheriff?
Probably more likely.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call somewhat conservative or very?
Very.
Okay. And can you tell me what is your main racial background?
I am Caucasian.
Caucasian, got it. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really, really appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.